After the game, Matt, Bill Belichick was complimentary of the call that you made on Dante Hightower's sack at 6:08 of the fourth quarter that preceded the field goal attempt that Wilfork got the little hand on there. He said it was a different look than you guys had shown up to that point. I'm curious if you could just take us into your mindset at that time that led you to call that, you know, based on the factors that had played out, you know, leading up to that point.
Well, I just think that, you know, obviously the situation in the game, just our guys really kind of trying to understand where the ball was, what the situation was, the field position, obviously all of it was very critical. So really just, you know, obviously those guys doing a great job on the field of making the play work and making it go. And it was just complimentary play of coverage and rush and communication. So I thought that was all good, and fortunately for us, it came together on that particular play. Certainly a lot of plays out there where, you know, we need to do a better job of, you know, all of that and really trying to improve so that we're, you know, obviously more consistent with everything we're doing. So it was, you know, it was a good job by those guys out on the field to really get that everything executed from a communication, coverage, and rush standpoint.
And Matt, just to follow up on that, and I think you sort of referenced it there. How hard is it to synchronize just some of that movement, you know, that you see there from Wilfork and Jones when they sort of shift late, and then, you know, with Hightower and Collins when they sort of, you know, I guess play off that movement and show a look at the line. How hard is that to synchronize that type of action, you know, before the snap and try to hit it like you guys did?
It's obviously just something, you know, we work on from really starting back in the spring. Those guys just playing together, again, they do a great job of communicating and, you know, understanding what we're trying to get done and really working really hard to make sure they do that. So it's something we do in a lot of different facets. I mean, obviously just not that particular call, but, you know, a lot of different parts of the defense. And I think defense in general requires a lot of communication and a lot of coordination. You know, that's really all we're doing right there.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Wondering your assessment of Logan Ryan's play and the communication and how the other veterans in the secondary pick him up when maybe a play doesn't go his way or, he struggles for a series or two when it looked like the Jets were targeting him a little bit. I just wanted your assessment of how he played and how you felt the secondary played in general.
Well, I think in general, you know, we'll go back through the film and take a look at it, and there's obviously a lot of areas that we need to improve on and we need to play better, and play better and coach better and just overall just be better as a defense. So I think it's an overall thing. I think it's every position get a chance to take a look at, you know, how we performed and really as a defense as a whole, just got to make sure that we do a better job of playing every single play up to our full ability. So it's really how we look at it. We're trying to improve. We're trying to get better. We obviously got to do that. We got to keep working hard to get better.
Hey, Matt, I just wanted to ask you about the Jamie Collins interception yesterday. I couldn't tell from watching if he kind of undercut the route there because he had his eyes on the quarterback. Or what happened for him to end up with his ball the ball in his hands at the end of the game? I just wanted to get your take on how you saw that play come to be.
Obviously, you know, it's a play that we're trying to make on defense. We're trying to get the ball as much as we can, and I think it's a combined play of coverage and rush across the board. Tight coverage by everyone there, and quarterback obviously trying to get the ball to his read and makes the throw. And Jamie just was in good position with help and had a chance to go up and catch the ball, which obviously is critical for us to complete that kind of situation and come down with the ball and try to get the ball back to our offense. So you know, it's great. Good play. It's what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, in the passing situation, you know, be on the receivers, be on them tight, and be able to come down with the ball when that opportunity presents itself.
Regarding Vince Wilfork, the stage of the season, and especially considering what he went through last year, he seems to be playing with a real spring to his step, in a literal sense and figuratively too, not just with the blocked field goal, but also his play yesterday. And I would like to know your assessment of the way Vince is moving, his agility, his athleticism. Is it as good as it's been in recent memory? And also how much of that is reflective of the way you've managed his snap count the last few weeks and how much he's played?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously first and foremost, understanding, you know, Vince and what a great player he is and a great leader and a great work ethic that he has. You know, I think everything that Vince does starts at the beginning of the week and obviously builds towards Sunday. So his preparation week in, week out, in the way that he approaches the mannerism, the professionalism in which he attacks the game is outstanding. It's a great example for the rest of our players defensively and offensively to look at. It is really something that's great from my standpoint to be able to point to and say, hey, this is how you work, this is how you get better. And really, you know, Vince has been around long enough to understand the season and the grind of the NFL season and how important it is to improve every week and try to, you know, pick your level of play up each and every week at standpoint of the season. And he's really tried to do that. And so I think he's obviously a veteran guy that understands, you know, the NFL and how the process is. And I think he's doing everything he can possible to, you know, to do that every week. So it's just a great testament to his work ethic, his professionalism, his study of our opponents, and that really starts during the week.
Good morning, Coach. Thanks, Stacey. Coach, Bill referenced the interception in the fourth quarter by the Jets, and I was, and it really, it was 17-16, and the pressure was really on. Was there anything that, in your mind, that you needed the defense to do? I know it's play-by-play and reads, and it's very involved, but was there anything in terms of your general approach in stopping them at that point in the game that you needed to relay to the defense?
Well, I mean, I think you really answered it as far as, you know, our approach is the situations that occur on the field, it doesn't really matter to us defensively. We just have to go out and do our job. I think we just, I have to understand the situation, execute it play by play, like you said, and try to do the best job that we can to finish that particular play and then move on to the next one and handle the situation that arises from that previous play. So for us, it's, you know, it's just we have to go out on the field and do our job, and whatever the circumstances are, they are. It doesn't really matter to us. We're just always going out there, whether it's the first play of the game or the last play of the game, we're going out there trying to stop the offense, trying to get the ball back to our offense and try to play good, sound defense. So that's our mentality all the way through.
Did you think that you were if I may, having a good enough game to be able to rise to that challenge?
Well, I mean, I think we go out on the field every single play.
Yep.
But we're going to rise to the challenge. I mean, that's our job. And you know, I mean, whatever happened in the previous plays, we got to move forward and handle the next play. So there's certainly a lot of plays on film and in the game that we need to do a better job of, and that's what we're looking at. That's what we're going to try to improve on and work towards for next week. So we're certainly trying to get better and obviously improve on the things that we did do well.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.